My name is Stephen Vitiello. I'm the artist who created the installation A Bell for Every Minute, which is on the High Line in New York City. At first I thought, you know, just bell sounds that might work up there, and then it led me to thinking about the city in a larger picture and mapping the city. Over 9 months, I recorded probably about 120 bells on, I'm going to estimate, about 7 visits. And there was just fantastic experiences, some which were funny, some of which were pretty emotionally deep.
I'm Meredith Johnson. I work at Creative Time, and I curated the project with Stephen Vitiello.
We just described the space we're about to go into. It's basically a large tunnel, isn't it?
It's a tunnel that would have been part of one of the original buildings that the railway went through. And the frame of the High Line is still intact in that tunnel, and then the new building is being built over it. So in some ways, the tunnel is like a bell tower at the moment, which is why it made sense for this to be here.
Let's go in and take a look, or rather have a listen.
What you hear every minute is a bell from a different location, from somewhere in New York. And then in between the bells, a kind of ambient. There you go.
What's that?
Bells. I think that's
that sounds
the
like
bike
a,
bell.
Almost like a bicycle bell.
Yeah, that's probably the bicycle bell. What you can do is whenever you hear it on the minute, Stephen has developed these sound maps that are these metal structures right here. And each minute on the hour, you can follow where the exact bell comes from. And then you can follow a line physically by touching it onto the map to where that is in New York.
I'm having to compete today with a bit of rain that's coming through from the leaking roof above where they're doing some building. I mean, you know, it is a slightly, perhaps slightly odd place to put a sound installation because you've got to compete with so much else that's going on in the city.
Well, and that's something that, Stephen, you know, in the nature of public space is that you have the public space around you, which in some ways is what makes it really interesting. And Stephen was really excited about this space because not only are you hearing sounds from around the city, but you're actually hearing the day-to-day sounds of life up here that are having this interaction with the bells as they ring.
My name is Danya Sherman. I manage all of our public programs here on the High Line. And before the piece was here, people just kind of walked through, and now that there is something interesting to do in here, we find that people sit, they listen to the bells for an entire hour.
You've had people doing that?
Absolutely. They sit in front of the sign and listen every minute and follow where the bells came from, and so it's been really fun to see the reception of it.
What do you think of it? You work in the neighborhood?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, it's pretty rare that you actually take time to sort of stop and hear what's going on around you. Sometimes it can just be so overwhelming that it's neat to just pay attention to it.
You brought some of your family here just to listen.
Yeah, they're from Portland, Oregon.
First I thought it was my brain because I'm old, but no, it's quite wonderful because it makes people think and hear, which because of all the things they wear on their ears, it's sort of nice to bring them back into an environment that is, it's real.
Well, this audio exhibit does have a dramatic and regular climax at the top of each hour. All 59 bells play at once in a glorious medley of noise. Let's take a listen.